This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You know, when you get involved and you get engaged, you have something to say. You might even learn something. It doesn't have to be from me. I wish it would be, but it doesn't have to be from me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You know, you can buy my book, you can buy a t-shirt, you can buy a coffee mug, all kinds of things to help support and promote the show. You can also donate there. You know, maybe you don't want the junk, as some people say. Right? But the bottom line with it is, anything you can do to help the show helps us stay on the air in different areas, and it helps us to add more features to the show. So again, I want to thank you for being with me. If you head up to the website, look, read some of the stories, like some of the stories, click on some of the stories. That's how you help support many of these conservative shows. So, I read the story. At first, I didn't believe it. I thought it was just a joke. And the more I read about it, I said, okay, this can't be. This is exactly what they love to do. And in many places across the country, in certain areas of a city or what have you, you couldn't have apartment buildings. Right? Because it ruined the land, you know, big apartment buildings, because it ruined the landscape. It took away, from the natural beauty of some of the areas. And, frankly, some of the places, you can't take that kind of infrastructure hit. They couldn't handle it traffic-wise. They couldn't handle it from a utility standpoint. However, Oregon is said to be the first state to fix that. It is going to turn around, and it's actually, well, here. So they put a bill up on Sunday to legalize something that's been all but banned in most American communities for a century at least. The Oregon Senate House Bill 2001 to Governor Kate Brown's desk on Sunday by a 17-9 vote, the latest and largest victory for a national movement to increase density in communities. That's what they love to do. They love to put more people in less space. You know, we can move to China if we're going to do that, or Japan for that matter. Have you seen how they live? They live in little 6x6 rooms, 10x10 rooms. That's how big those apartment buildings are. So, they're going to decide who can live there, who can live in Portland, Oregon's largest city, right? 77% of the residential land is set aside for exclusively for single-family homes, and they're going to stop that. So you're not going to be able to build single-family homes in the Portland, Oregon area. Right? Come on, think about it. This is like a bedrock of the social structure in America. You rented it for a while. Sometimes you rented a room first, and then you went and you got your own apartment. It was like, wow, God, I got my own apartment. This is so cool. And then from that, you went, come on, what'd you go for? You went for the house, right? The whole idea was eventually to get your own house. Well, now millennials aren't doing that. People aren't, now, they aren't aspiring to the houses because they don't want the commitment. They don't want the commitment. All that work that you have to do to maintain and keep a house. Minneapolis voted to eliminate single-family home zoning last fall, citing the policies. Ready for this one? Everything comes back to race. Citing the policies' racial and economic impact. California, which like Oregon, has already legalized accessory dwelling units statewide, such as an apartment in a garage, has debated a state override of local zoning rules to permit apartments near transit lines and in job-rich areas. Other West Coast cities like Seattle and San Diego are also re-exempted. So in other words, the state now will decide what kind of buildings. So again, take it away from the people. When it comes to the state legislatures, when it comes to the federal government, they're so far removed from the cities that they were voted in from. You know, they used to be here every day. They worked in these in our areas. Now they go up to Sacramento in my case, or they go to the, to D.C. in everybody's case, and they're totally removed from reality, and they don't get it. I did not work all my life to get out of, you know, Boston, not that it's bad or good, to move and get out and move into a nice area, to be told that, hey, you know what, if your house burns down, you can't rebuild because we're getting rid of all the single-family dwellings. We're going to go to all apartments. That way more people get to live in this nice area, except that when you have more apartments, it doesn't become a nice area, does it? There's too much traffic, too much load, too much stress on the system. But again, notice these states that are doing it and how they're taking back your rights and my rights. A state override to take it over. Let that sink in for a minute. They don't care what you got going on. Legalizing these apartments isn't going to be a panacea for these people. It's a precursor to other solutions. Right? If there are no apartments, then there are no homeless shelters, no student housing, no senior housing, no Section 8. That's why California wants zoning to override all of this. And they've actually had an act on the table. It's called the More Homes Act. It was endorsed by Habitat for Humanity, Nonprofit Housing Association. You guys all know about that. Jimmy Carter is all, there's always pictures of Jimmy building a house because, you know, at his age, he could build a whole house on his own. Don't you know that? And again, God bless him for doing that. Anybody who's involved in Habitat for Humanity, God bless you for doing that. More apartments would allow people to live closer to jobs, schools, amenities, making transit more viable, reducing commute distances. Good for the environment. Good for you. So they say. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, be part of the solution. It's always good, too. You know, you head up to the website, realside.com, all right? Not only can you watch live and listen live, but there's a lot you can do there. You can buy a coffee mug. You can buy a T-shirt. You can buy one of my books, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. A lot of the chapters of the book still pertain today. It was written a couple years ago. But it still has a lot to do with what's going on today in politics and social, in the social justice realm. Anyway, you know, we so go up there, get involved, get engaged, you know, donate should you feel moved. We're talking about the legalization of apartments and making single-family homes illegal. There's a lot of zoning going on by, you know, the state of Oregon, now California, a few other states. They're going to be rezoning, but not for single-family homes, more multi-dwelling complexes like large apartment buildings where you can mix, you know, senior housing, Section 8, student housing, even homeless housing. Now, we tried to do that back in the 60s. They ended up calling them the projects. Ugly, ugly buildings. And they compacted so many people in those places that they just created havens for crime. Does anybody remember that? This isn't a joke either. I mean, sincerely, in New England, in the big cities on the East Coast, Boston, New York, Baltimore, it didn't work out well. What makes them think anything's going to change now? More apartments would allow people to live closer to jobs, schools, amenities, making transit more viable, reducing the commute distances, which is good for the environment. Shorter, more reliable commutes are also associated with greater economic mobility, right? This is them, not me. I mean, think about if you had an apartment in the city, you wouldn't need a car. Then you wouldn't have to burn that nasty, disgusting fossil fuel. Somebody wrote it in the text in the chat room. What are they going to abolish next? Money? Yes. They are trying to get rid of money. There actually was a movement afoot to try to get rid of coinage. I'm serious. I think it's... Look, California's looking to get rid of paper receipts. How's the IRS going to respond to that one? They want you to have a paper receipt. Just amazing to me. Anyway, I'm not going to do this whole article, but basically what it boils down to is they're going to get rid of your right to have a single-family home if you're in a larger city or even on the outskirts of a larger city. You don't know, what does that do? All it does is double, triple, quadruple how many people are in the city or in that area. It's going to make it harder to move around. I don't buy for a minute it's going to make things cheaper because, you know, they have this whole thing where, well, look, you can deliver all this electricity to these blocks or to these areas. They're already there. It's not a big deal. But it is because they have to put bigger transformers and they have to supply more electricity, which requires bigger wire, which means there's more maintenance. Hello? Anybody home? Although it is the government, so nobody's home. I get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always love Don Limon, you know, whatever his name is there from CNN. And over the last few weeks, you keep hearing about the manufactured crisis by President Trump. Because it's... I love these guys. Because there is no crisis, right? Just ask them, they'll tell you. But there is a crisis. There has been for a long time. They're just too much... They're so partisan. They so much only care about the Democratic Party. They don't care anything about you. Let's just be honest about it. They could care less about you. And you know it. They only care about them. Their narrative. What they believe to be truth. So when Don Limon, or whatever he's called... He decided he's going to let you know, he's going to let me know, he's going to let us know that there is no, there was no, that the president made all this up. I love these people. Nothing shames them. Absolutely nothing. Let me see if I can pull this up. We may have to wait to the next... I'm going to try to do this now anyhow. I don't really care. But so Don had to, like everybody else, like Joe Biden... Remember Joe Biden? Just a little while ago, he said that, look, there wasn't this crisis, border crisis. It wasn't, we didn't have these, oh, no, I'm sorry, a different story. That there wasn't a Russian issue on his watch, that him and Obama kept, they kept the Russians out for all intents and purposes. So apparently, in the 2016 election, Obama had nothing to do with that. He wasn't president in 2016. And Joe wasn't the vice president in 2016. Just ask him, he'll tell you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. We've heard all about these drag kids, right? They're being paraded around the internet. They're being praised as being brave. It's a whole new generation. They're little heroes, which I want to throw up. I don't know what little heroes. So you dress up a little boy in a dress and drag, and that makes him a hero. So you dress a little boy up in a pants and a cowboy outfit that makes her a hero. No, the heroes are the guys and the girls that are dying out in war-torn areas, trying to make us safe and keep us safe. Heroes are the police officers that go out there during a riot or what have you to keep us safe, to show up at the house when you have people shooting around there, or things have firemen who show up at your house when your house is on fire. Those are heroes. Not parents who dress up their kids in drag and teach them how to dance in a sexual way at a club. There's nothing heroic about that. I know that's not politically correct to say. Don't really care. I mean, seriously. This is what our founding fathers died for, right? These are the freedoms that they died for. This kid, Desmond the Amazing, a 9-year-old. Right? The term drag kid is slowly being introduced to mainstream society. And everybody thinks, it's cute. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. And you need to see it as such. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is standing by Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, who, as a Miami federal prosecutor in 2008, was involved in a lenient plea bargain deal for the accused sex trafficker and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Acosta has got to go.
It is now impossible for anyone to have confidence in Secretary Acosta's ability
to lead the Department of Labor.
But the man who appointed him, President Trump, told reporters he does have confidence in Acosta.
He's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23, the Nasdaq up 43 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We're back. That should be the AOC intro, don't you think? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate it. Listen, head up to the website. Give me your email address.
Okay.
Right? Real simple. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com if you want to send me a question or what have you. But if you go to the website, therealside.com, there's a place there where you can put your email address in. We send a newsletter out once a week. Not a big deal. You don't have to take it if you don't want to. If you think it's garbage, it's the first one you get. Don't take it again. If you want to get notifications by text message, then you simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Buy the book, buy the t-shirt, do something, get involved, get engaged, make a difference. That's really what it boils down to. I just want you to make a difference. Okay? Tell you. So, Don Lemon, yes, now I have him up. And he seems to have this confusion about what an emergency is. Right? First it's a manufactured emergency, and then all of a sudden it's not an emergency. But the reason I'm picking on him is because, well, first of all, he's easy to pick on because he just screws up so much. But it's interesting that if they say it's an emergency, it is. If we say it is, it's not. And when I say we, I'm talking about Republicans as a whole, not just him. Let's see if I can get this thing working.
Here's a really, really disgraceful thing, okay? You listening? All of this whole mess is manufactured. It's a manufactured crisis. Mm-hmm. A non-crisis at the border that's really not fooling anybody.
Uh-huh.
And for anybody who doesn't think immigration is a crisis, a deadly, serious crisis, a humanitarian crisis,
uh-huh,
I got to show you this picture. It's the father and his nearly two-year-old daughter. They drowned at the U.S.-Mexico border. Father and daughter drowned on Sunday as they attempted to cross the Rio Bravo. That is what the immigration crisis looks like. All of this, this whole mess, is manufactured. It's a manufactured crisis. A non-crisis at the border that's really not fooling anybody.
Oh, Don Lemon. And they've been screaming this for weeks now. So what happened was they were stuck. I don't know if any of you guys really were listening to what was going on earlier, but they were stuck. And they talked about this crisis that actually didn't exist. And they kept telling the president, you know, there's no crisis, there's no crisis. President made it up, that's why he's trying to do this, because he hates Mexican people. And so then we have a problem. Now you're starting to see pictures of thousands and thousands of people rushing the Mexicans, rushing the borders. They're doing all these things, and they can't get away from it. Well, they can't call it a crisis, can they? They can't talk about how bad and nasty it is, can they? No, so what do they say? It's a humanitarian crisis. Now, they're not saying it's created by Trump. Now, they're kind of backed away from some of that. But now it's a humanitarian crisis. We have to get them help. So, it is a crisis. It's not Trump's crisis, but it's a humanitarian crisis. Because people are dying. People need food. People need health care. People need a place to stay. And I'm not talking about American vets or the American homeless. I'm talking about people who came up here illegally. That's what they're talking about. They're not interested in American vets. They're not interested in American homeless. They're only interested in illegals that come up here, and we need to take care of them. No, really, it's a lie. It's disingenuous. And again, you think about it, everything they're fighting for has nothing to do with you as an American citizen. They want to make sure illegals have health care. They want to make sure illegals have a place to stay. They want to make sure that the illegals are getting money from welfare so they can eat and have a place to live. They want to make sure they get educated so they can get out of their situation. So what do they get? They get free college or in-state tuition. Can they afford it? Well, where does the American citizen fit in all that? I mean, the Democrats, are they actually for the American citizens? We've heard the new representatives from the new generation of Democrats talk about how oppressive this country is, how it's never been great. Why would you run for Congress? How the Constitution doesn't matter. Yeah, you swore up to hold it. You swore to uphold it. So you're either ridiculously ignorant, ridiculously stupid, or you're just a nasty, nasty person and very deceitful. And you look at Omar. I think she was 10 years old when she got here. You look at all the things that have been afforded to her as a woman in this country, and she has the spine to call us oppressive and nasty and mean. Just forgetting the country she came from. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I'm always amazed at these people that they come here. They come from another country. Well, why did you come here? What was the reason behind it? If the country was so bad and so oppressive and so nasty, why bother? Stay wherever it is you were staying, you came from. Okay, this is a good one too. So if you guys are following this story at all, but the woman whose son, Gold Star Mom, she's been slamming Kaepernick. Because, his knee, he took a knee, and it's so oppressive, and things are so bad and so nasty. Again, we're back to that. But it's our fault. I'm going to say it again. We let this happen. We have let it happen. We continue to let it happen. Let me play this. Let's see if I can get some sound on this puppy.
When I look at this country today and I tell people, and I've wanted to say this loud so many times, Colin Kaepernick was getting paid $14 million a year to throw a ball. My son died for $14,000 a year, and he's given more than any football player, any athlete has ever given. And to this day, still see the kids to college offer $1,000 from our little hometown that people give.
Now, you've heard me say this plenty of times. You're not oppressed if you're making $14 million a year. I'm sorry, you're just not. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you came from or what you did. And then you go to work for Nike and you're making millions of dollars again a year. How oppressed, how asinine is the fact that you even say that you're oppressed? And you talk about how nasty this country is. And yet you, a black man in this country, to her point, throw a pigskin around. And you get $14 million a year. You can run faster than somebody else. You get $14 million a year. You don't find that? You find that oppressive? I'll tell you what. I'll be oppressed for $2 million a year. How's that? You can oppress me all you want. But she's right. He went to give his life. He was willing. What are you willing to give? A knee? What are you really willing to give? What are you willing to do? I'm talking to Kaepernick now. Take a knee. Wow, how bold that is. What a message that sends. I want to know, when you called Nike about Betsy Ross's flag, were you curled up in a little ball in the corner? Did you need a safe space? Did you have to call a counselor? I'm serious, I'm curious. Most people don't find those things offensive. They are what they are. They're part of our history. I don't care what color you are. I really don't. Seriously, what young black person today has been directly affected by slavery? Directly affected. I mean, most of the black community I talk to, the people I know in the black community, laugh when we talk about this stuff. But her son gave it up. She's asking you for respect. And you're just as much of a jerk not to do it at $14 million a year.
These two children right here can look at a flag and say, that's Uncle Jacob. That's what we are here for today. Not because, you know, I wanted to be a...
We'll give her a break. We're going to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's a big deal. Big deal for me, anyway. Excuse me. I do appreciate it. God, man, fighting the throat thing. Bear with me. So, we were playing this clip from my mom. And I don't know why, you know, some of my so-called friends, we were talking about all this going down. They said, oh, you know what, sports is becoming too political. Well, Kaepernick made it political. Before that, we did the pledge, we did the anthem, we did whatever, you played the ball, that was it, it was over with. And they're the ones that are doing it now. They're the ones that are taking a knee. Look what he started. And all it does is disrupt the women's soccer team. All this political BS. And it took away from the win. Right? Now you watch. They're going to go. They're talking about going to Congress, where they're going to be, you know, accepted by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Right? There's two people you want to be involved with. So all of a sudden, that makes more sense. Because the flag in the White House is only about Trump, nothing else. Yet she's too stupid to figure out that the Senate is run by Republicans, I guess, or too ignorant, I should say. She shouldn't say stupid. And if she realized that her taking a knee disrespects everything under the flag, not just Trump, again, shining ignorance. And here's a gold star mom. She should, you know, well, she's outpouring her heart right now. But I want you to think about this. She's going after Kaepernick. And frankly, technically, every other person that's taking a knee because they think they're making some kind of statement. They're just making a statement to show them how ignorant and ungrateful they are.
For today, not because, you know, I wanted to be a gold star mom. I got gold stars in school for making grades. But this gold star that I wear every day isn't for me. It's because of what my son chose to do without my permission. Trust me.
The real hero. Think about that. We're going to talk about this in the next hour, but we're saying these little drag queen kids, these 9-year-olds are heroes? Not even close.
And I have a 17-year-old that is doing the same thing, and it's because of what they believed. And I hear these Marines that come to my house and stay for 4 days. You know, I got 30 Marines that sleep on my floor, and it's great. But they tell us that the only thing that kept them going is when they could look up and see that flag, they had hope to go back home to, and the hope that this country was going to change for the better, not for the worse.
You see what I'm saying? She lost somebody. She has real skin in the game. She really had somebody fighting for the freedom of others. And Kaepernick, what was he fighting for? You're not gonna don't even try to sell me that he was fighting for all the injustices that were done to the black community. Well, where's he been? If that's the truth, where's he been? And of all that money that he got, how much of it has he given to the community that he feels, all the communities that he feels that there are injustices? How many places has he gone back to help maybe the black community, some young black men get the education they need? I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. How much money has he put back into the system? I'd love to know, because I don't believe any, frankly. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, one more clip. This seems to be the clip hour. And yes, I agree. God bless all Gold Star families. You know, they've given the ultimate. And even during the president's speech in State of the Union, they couldn't get up and do anything. They couldn't be bothered. Right, the Democrats, they couldn't be bothered. They had illegals there, and yet they couldn't be bothered to honor the soldiers that died. All right, so if you really want to see like a group of kindergarten kids doing a lot of stupid stuff, check this out.
This Congress is absolutely pathetic. I mean, it is just pathetic. People up here should be apologizing to you for the total dereliction of duty that this Congress has undertaken. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life. This is, by my count, the sixth hearing, full hearing, I've sat through in 4 months on the border, which is great. I'm glad we're paying some attention to it. The problem is this Congress never does anything. This Congress refuses to do anything. We know what the facts are. You've outlined them again today. CBP is overcapacity, underfunded, undermanned. ICE, overcapacity, underfunded. HHS, overcapacity, underfunded. Yet this Congress will do nothing. Meanwhile, the cartels and the smuggling rings, what are they doing? They're lying to vulnerable families, exploiting children in order to turn profits and abuse our broken asylum system. And we know what needs to happen. We know we need to reform the asylum system. We know we've got to stop the pull factors as well as address the push factors. We know all that, but this Congress won't do anything. This morning I've heard, just from my colleagues across the aisle this morning, I've heard statements like, I'm heartbroken. No one is more vulnerable than a child. The status quo is unacceptable. It is unsustainable. But yet we don't do anything to change it. And there's no will to change it.
Children are being exploited. This morning we woke up to the picture of the man from El Salvador and his young daughter dead face down in the water. Why? Because they were exploited. Who knows how much that poor gentleman paid to some smuggling ring who told him that if he just came to the United States to our border and claimed asylum, he'd automatically get in. That was a lie. Who knows how what lies he was told? And here he ends up, he and his little baby dead, and this Congress still refuses to act. I mean, it's just, it is absolutely unconscionable. We know what needs to be done. Nobody will do it. And my view is we can talk and talk and talk, but until this Congress is willing to take some action, I mean, I'm sorry for what it is you have to deal with. I am sorry that this Congress has left you without the resources you need. I'm sorry that this Congress has not done its duty. I'm sorry that this Congress has left not only our southern border exposed and vulnerable, but has left children exploited day after day after day. And until this wretched Congress decides to do something, I don't know why we even bother to have these hearings. I don't know why it even matters, because this Congress will not act. This Congress refuses to act and is a complete dereliction of duty.
Can't lay it out any clearer than that, can you? And he's just so right. They've had decades to fix this. And over the last, I don't know, 8 years, it's even heated up more. And they could have fixed it, and they chose not to. And yet they want to put it on the Border Patrol. They want to put it on the Republicans. They want to put it on Trump. They've had control. Republicans and Democrats. Republicans are cowards. Democrats are deceitful. They know what this is all about. They know how to fix it. Matter of fact, if you really take Nancy Pelosi at her word that she is one of the best and greatest legislators, she's a great leader, she knows how to get things done, that she could have taken care of this, right? No, seriously. Those are her words, not mine. So she should have got it done. She should have done what she needed to do, rally the troops, and get a real comprehensive immigration plan. And what is a comprehensive immigration plan? Because, you know, between Dems and Republicans, it's two different things. And the reason I call the Republicans cowards and maybe even deceitful is because, think about this, they spent years voting against Obamacare. They spent years voting to repeal Obamacare. When President Trump walked into office, there should have been a bill sitting on his desk. There should have been the paperwork. Here's what we have planned. Here's what we're going to push. Here's what we're going to make happen, and we expect you to sign it. They had nothing. Can you see him with his personality walking in and saying, where's the plan? Let me see the plan. This plan that you guys have been voting on for the last 7 years. Let me see the plan. They had nothing. They had to embarrassingly admit that they had absolutely nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, I got some more video in the next hour. Some of you only hang out for a couple hours a night or an hour a night. If you want to catch the rest of the show, you can catch it online, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can get the app right now. The Android app is up. And, yes, it's got a little some little quirks. We'll clean it up this time as time allows, if you would. But you can pick the Android app, which is The Real Side with Joe Messina. And, you know, just get involved. Get engaged. Make sure that you're fully, or at least mostly informed when you start to engage in these conversations. Otherwise, we don't look any better than they do. We actually look worse, because we're the ones that scream the most, that we're the most informed. They don't deny lying at times. They have no problem distorting the truth. I mean, really, think about it. Was it Tlaib? Is that her name? The other congresswoman? She was caught telling a lie. She swore it was true. She told a story to a bunch of kids in school. You know, about a black woman, racism in school. And then she ended up coming back later after swearing it was the truth, admitting it was a lie. But it wasn't a lie. It was like a parable. It was just a parable, you know? She was just telling a story to get a point across. No longer a lie. So now I guess we call lies parables, right? Just a story. Come and see your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up the next hour. If you're not coming back, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.